You're listening to Forum on WSMI. Well, we're chatting with the new state senator for the 48th District. That would be Doris Turner, who recently was chosen by the Democratic County Party chairs. And Senator, I'm still not used to saying that because I'm used to covering you in the Springfield City Council in the past. It's an adjustment, but congratulations and thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me. And, you know, don't worry, I'm still getting used to the title as well. I celebrated a month into my appointment on Saturday, so it's still all very new to me.
Well, I know representing the city of Springfield, somebody might think, well, this is someone who understands, you know, bigger city issues. Do they understand rural ones? But certainly in an extended period as the chair of the Sangamon County Democratic Party, you dealt with a diverse set of issues. So your past is not just defined by time with a city council for those who saw that spot on the resume.
No, not at all. And, you know, just remember, I spent 10 years on the Sangamon County Board prior to transitioning to the city council. And while I was on that county board, I represented a district that was partly rural and partly urban. And, you know, during that time, I had a very good working relationship with the Sangamon County Farm Bureau and was really engulfed in a lot of agriculture issues and other issues that impact rural communities. And then, as you mentioned, I was the chair of the Sangamon County Democratic Party, which encompasses all of Sangamon County, which is, you know, has some pretty rural agricultural areas. But I also was very involved with the Illinois Democratic County Chairs Association, which was, you know, the entire state. So I really do have, you know, some knowledge of all of the issues that affect the district. The district is very large. It's very diverse. It encompasses all or part of six counties, Sangamon, Macon, Montgomery, Madison, Macoupin, and Christian. So there, so you know, agriculture is definitely a big part of the district and a lot of interest there. And I also, as a state senator, I sit on the agriculture committee, so I'm right in the midst of it.
Well, looking at that track record too, with the political involvement too, I know when you look at campaigns like Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan, much of the congressional district there, the Rodney Davis district currently, the 13th, encompasses a lot of that area. So I imagine you're well-traveled across this region on top of that other work with the county chairs, what have you, that you mentioned.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, you know, I've done a lot of work in Macon County because of my relationship with Representative Sushir over there. And then I also work very closely with Senator Menar on several issues. So it's not like I'm a newcomer to the district. I still have a lot of work to do to get to know the people in the district and, you know, talk to them about some of their issues. And, you know, I'm really working very hard to do that very quickly. I'm not going to be a stranger. I've already had conversations with a lot of the mayors in towns within the district and have plans to attend some city council meetings and some other things. You know, one of the things that we're all dealing with right now is trying to navigate and get acquainted and do the work in the midst of a pandemic. So, you know, Zoom meetings have become my life, and I have, you know, had Zoom meetings with individuals as well as just, you know, phone conversations and those kinds of things. You know, the other thing that we've done to make sure that we are staying connected. I absolutely adored Senator Andy Menar. I think that he was one of the best public officials that we could ever have. He represented the district extremely well, and I definitely want to carry on that great constituent service that he provided. So we put together a really good team of people working in the district. We set up district offices, and we also have traveling office hours. So we will have staff present in each and every county within the district on a regular basis. And I think that that's important. I think that people need to know who their representatives are, and they need to be able to reach out to them and have a relationship with them.
Well, I don't know if Senator Menard's thoughts about his future surfaced, long before they went public. I know when I saw that in my email, Senator Menard resigning, my jaw dropped about 3 or 4 feet. That's about as far as it could go. That was certainly a stunner, and I'm sure something you didn't see coming.
No, not at all. When I learned that he was leaving, I was visibly shaken. I just couldn't imagine him not being my state senator. I used to tell him all the time that I waited 50 years to get a Democratic state senator, and he was definitely worth the wait. So, no one can even come close to filling Senator Menard's shoes, but promised the constituents of the 48th that I will get up every morning ready to go, hitting the ground, putting in the work in order to represent them well and ensure that they have a voice in Springfield.
It seems to me like a position you were in, looking at the city council itself, the city of Springfield, you run into some issues that are unique to a city council when you talk about being a city council member in a state capital city. It's the right size where you deal with issues that smaller communities can relate to, but also bigger communities, and you hear from the public, you get more feedback than you could probably handle. So it seems to be a good proving ground for the legislature where you're really in touch with what the public's concerned about, as opposed to I'm in a law practice and I think I'll make a few appearances and show up at a debate or two. This just seems to be out of the frying pan and into the fire, so to speak.
Well, it is one of those things where you're definitely close to the public, close to your constituency. You go to the grocery store, people are stopping you, talking to you about your issue. And I like that. I really enjoy that interaction. Springfield is my home. I've lived in Springfield all my life. And I have actually lived in the same location for, close to 40 years. So, it's not unusual for people to stop by my house or, just call me. I've always had a published phone number, or to, get in touch with my husband or one of my kids because they have a problem or an issue. And I really feel like that is the most important thing that an elected official can do, is to have a close working relationship with their constituency. Because, everybody's issue is important. The average person on the street may have one issue. A mayor of a city may have another issue that seems to be much larger. But to a public official, both of those issues are equal in importance. And I think that is something that I value and always operate under those circumstances.
Well, I know in this business relationships are important, and you're not exactly like the college freshman who shows up from some small town and land in the big city and you're moving into your dorm. It's a career where you already have some relationships built up. I believe it's fair to say you're on a first name basis with the governor, and you mentioned Senator Menard, so you don't exactly walk into the state capitol for that swearing in ceremony recently as a newbie.
No, but I will tell you, I still have a lot to learn. Some of it's very simple things. Well, I will share with you, and don't laugh too hard, but the first day I was in the Capitol, I got on the elevator, and I was punching buttons, and it wasn't moving. And then someone else got on the elevator and told me that I have to use my badge in order to start the elevator. So there's a lot that I still have to learn, Sean.
That sounds like a bad episode of Get Smart.
Have to learn. Exactly.
They don't know the cone of silence, do they?
No, I'm just very thankful that God sent an angel.
As a guy who spent 5 minutes looking for a pair of scissors that were in my hand, I won't be the first to cast judgment or throw stones.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. So I will also tell you that everyone in the Senate caucus has been very supportive. They've been very welcoming and have really made my transition easier.
Well, let's talk about your personal life, which, gets a little bit curtailed when you jump from already wearing a bunch of hats to all of a sudden wearing a hat of state senator. For the basketball fans out there, They're, I'm sure, familiar with the incredible legacy program, the Lanphier Lions, and your son has coached a team that it makes the occasional visit to the state tournament, and I have seen your passion, and you told me some shocking news that you haven't been to a Lanphier basketball game in the abbreviated season. That's hard to comprehend, but I guess you have to make sacrifices, but yeah. It's something you live and die by the folks in orange and black on the north end of Springfield.
I do. I attended Lanphier High School. All of my kids have attended. I had three grandchildren that have gone through the program. So I love Lanphier, and you're right. I live and breathe orange and black. And, you know, my son is the coach of the basketball team, and I cannot remember when I have not attended a Lanphier basketball game, and I have not been able to go to one. This abbreviated season, I'm getting happy that they were able to play, but I'm not happy that I haven't been able to go to a game. But we're going to make up for it next year.
Well, I can't imagine a Lanphier game without you and your husband Cecil, who, by the way, is a guy who might draw attention, a towering figure. And I don't know how anyone, we've heard a lot about Yadier Molina challenging a guy to go ahead and try to run on him. I cannot imagine trying to make a run on Cecil Turner when he was the catcher down at Harrisburg High School. That you talk about a no-fly zone. But it's just I imagine just one of those things that is a nice break from all of the noise and some of the tougher times in politics.
Yes, most definitely. But so, interestingly enough, I was visiting a community organization in Decatur, and one of the staff people happened to be one of the referees that reffed a lot of our Lanphier games. So he had stories to tell, and people were like, so he told everyone about how we are the loudest in the gym. And the looks that I was giving him when he was making some of those calls. So it seems that the Turners in the Lions Den are legendary throughout the 48th district.
Well, there's nothing better than a Lincoln Lanphier game. You gotta love rivalries. Well,
I was gonna say you would bring that up.
Well, I'm looking at it as. Just over the long term, just with the great battles. And that's one of the unfortunate things is last year, the fact that I think Lincoln and Lanphier were set to play in the postseason before it got called off.
Yes, we were ready to play Lincoln so that we could knock them off and go to state tournament. And that was when they called off basketball. But, the reason why I say you would bring that up, because in this abbreviated season, we played 9 games, and Lincoln was the first game that we played, and it's the only loss that we had out of the 9. So they got us back this year, but we're ready for them next year.
And I imagine your job's easier because Lincoln is not in the 48th.
There you go.
Well, Senator, anything else we need to know? Any final thoughts?
No, it's really nice talking with you. I always enjoyed talking with you at City Council, and I also enjoyed talking with you when you were affiliated with Springfield Radio. So I'm excited about having the opportunity to get back in touch with you, and I hope that we are able to do it on a regular basis.
And you're well versed on what the listeners down here are stuck with, so that's so it's good to know you're prepared.
There you go.
And folks, if you're saying, well, that interview wasn't very hard-hitting, no, it wasn't. That really was a getting-to-know-you segment, as, again, Senator Turner is learning on the job, even though she has certainly her fair share of political experiences. So we figured we'd have a getting-to-know-you segment, and we'll continue to talk to Senator Turner in the months to come and get deeper into the issues impacting the 48th State Senate District. That's a wrap for Forum. Thanks for joining me. I'll see you again next weekend on Around Montgomery County. I'm Sean Balint.